He specializes in trenchless pipe technologies. And he was actually just here last week and did a workshop with us, the Public Works and Water Department. We went through a workshop with him, a lot of good information. So it was 2 days later after he left that this appeared, and we called him up pretty quickly and said, George, can you help us with the camera inspection for these pipes? So we hope to have someone here either late next week. He's attempting to do that, or he's going to be gone. It'd be nice to have him here because he has experience doing this cameraing and making sure you get good footage and being able to assess it for the problem. If we don't do it next week, he's not available again until the third week in September. So we're really pushing to have that happen next week. There's another option if we can't get a camera here in short order. He said we could likely use the push camera that we have. And while, you know, it looks like this. It looks like this microphone. And it's on a cable, and you push it through the pipe. So your range of view is very limited. So it's like, it's only capturing the bottom half of the pipe. It can't turn it and pan it like cameras, other specialized cameras. But he's got a way. He said he's done it before. He can attach it to a PVC pipe and try to get a little bit more tilt on it, and it would give us a little bit more information than, you know, having nothing or just using it by itself. So we may consider that as well if we get into a bind and can't find someone. And he's got connections all over, so he's trying to find someone who's available to come in pretty quick. Once we confirm what's going on, the condition of those pipes right now, they were cameraed back in 93, and you could see there was some joint separation. And a portion of one of the pipes, old original wood stave, has an indention in it, so it's been crushed. There are repair technologies for all of this that can be done in place, and this engineer has that experience, and so does Shannon Wilson with one of their trenchless pipe experts, so we're going to work with both of these engineers for a solution. But we need to know what we're working with first and come up with a solution, and the dam engineers, the state dam engineers, will be involved with us on that. Further, through all of this, you know, part of our concern was if we have a stability issue, should we draw down the upper reservoir to release the pressure and some of the problem happening? And some of this has been known, and some of it new to me. I should have known about some of this before, but the upper reservoir does not have drawdown mechanism. Never has. It's only had the two pipes water from. So I don't know what the idea was to do a drawdown with that system. But we need to look at something, and short of, you know, putting a larger pipe in, which we don't want to do, drilling into a dam that has stability issues, a siphoning system might work. So we're going to look at that. And then this is what I wasn't aware of, is that the lower reservoir actually has a 24-inch culvert that was installed for the purpose of drawdown. So it's sizable, and it would draw down fairly well if in an emergency situation. However, at some point, somewhere before 1995, the valve stem on that, for that culvert, the gate for it, was cut off. I don't know if it clotted or fell. None of us really have the information or the details about that. The folks who've been in the department the longest don't know the specifics either, because they weren't working at the water treatment plant. So the valve stem was cut off. There was a wooden bridge that went out to it, because it's in the middle of the reservoir. That wooden bridge fell in. Part of it may still be in the dam. I think some of it was pulled out. Still not really sure. But that valve, we have no way to operate that valve. So we don't have drawdown capability on either reservoir.
What about the bypass line we were talking about putting in there? You can't draw the second reservoir.
But
if it was teed in there, couldn't you draw it down? It would take longer.
If it was teed in like
work because it was one of the, there were two alternatives provided by Shannon Wilson for doing the bypass project. Two of the five that they submitted were making a couple of different types of repairs to the existing pipes and making that our connection. So we're not drilling or, you know, creating any additional impact to the dam. So if this appears to be a viable option, I mean, we need to repair them regardless, but this also may be the solution for, the chosen solution for the bypass project. We may just use those. I mean, at this point, plus we know that we've got a stable dam, I would recommend boring another pipe for the bypass. The other option might be coming around the side of the dam and tapping in somewhere else, or siphoning, which has its own issues for year-round operation. So the funds for doing the cammering, because that was recommended anyway by Shannon Wilson before we move forward, and if we were to consider these two options, we would need to camera those. That would be considered as part of the bypass project as well, and the funds to do this would come out of that grant.
And just to assure the public, you're doing daily monitoring?
Yes, 7 days a week.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys very much.
You have anything further?
I have nothing further, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Any questions for the borough manager on her report? Borough clerk's file.
So I don't have anything really new to report. I wanted to report though for the declaration for candidacy. We have one person who's filed for the mayor, one person filed for the two seats for assembly. Two people have filed for the two court commission seats. I have four people that have filed for the school board. There's two vacancies on that one, but 3-year term. Then we have a 1-year unexpired term. Two people have filed for that. And for the hospital board, we have two vacancies for the 4-year terms. One person has filed for that, and I have an unexpired term hospital board seat, and nobody has filed for that. And so Friday at 4 o'clock is the deadline for declaration for candidacy. So I've handed out quite a few packets. Hopefully we'll get some more in. And that's all I have, unless there's any questions.
Any questions? Thank you. Item 9, Mayor and Assembly Business. Does any assembly member have anything to discuss? Yes, please.
I just wanted to say that two things. I was down in Ketchikan the last couple of days, and the governor signed one of the mariculture bills that we had supported, and others in the state as well supported. So it amended the Mariculture Revolving Loan Fund to allow shellfish and seaweed hatcheries to be eligible applicants for loans. The governor also signed a new administrative order that extended the Mariculture Task Force for another 3 years so they can begin working. I'm on the task force, and so what our previous job was to come up with a comprehensive plan. This is a summary of the comprehensive plan. I passed out to everyone, and we have some additional copies we'll leave with Kim. But we finished the comprehensive plan and delivered it to the governor, and that was accepted. And so now the task force is going to work on implementation of that. And the second thing is I'm working with a small group of people to put together a resolution of support for salmon hatcheries. And I'd like to bring it to the Wrangell Assembly, and we'll be forwarding it to the Southeast Conference, and some of the other municipalities will be taking up as well. But there's a bit of an attack kind of going on around the state about salmon hatcheries, a lot of misinformation going around in the press, at the Board of Fisheries level. So it's important for people to be paying attention. Supporting the hatcheries. There'll be a presentation at Southeast Conference about the regional hatcheries. So we just need to stay vigilant, keep information positive, not just you know, propaganda, but real factual information out there to people, and stay vigilant about that. So
Yes.
I have two requests. One request is the city's broker, the broker who handles, I think it's UBS, our permanent fund. I would like the assembly to get those summary statements. They may be issued monthly. And I'd also like to either have contact with our broker or get a report.
So, Mr. Mayor, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
Assemblymember Gilbert, it is my experience that brokers and those managing permanent funds make a trip to the community and give a presentation, hold a work session regarding the management of the fund and discuss all of those things. So I think at the very least, we should be able to get our broker on the phone to do that. My preference would be that he make himself available here in our community to discuss the management of our funds.
I would very much like yes. that.
Well, just he has been here twice that I can remember, but I think it's been a couple of years at least since yeah. that.
I will work with our finance director to make sure that happens.
And my second request is, I don't know if we've already done this, but we need to send a letter to telegraph our neighbors, friends, relatives. They're still perhaps battling that fire, and we need to let them know that they're in our thoughts and prayers. And
that actually has been on my to-do list for a couple of weeks, and so I'll work with the clerk to get something done and have the mayor sign that.
Thank you.
Anything further? Item 10, mayor and assembly appointments. There are no vacancies to appoint, so that's pretty much disposed of. Item 15A has been moved up at this time. 15A is executive session to discuss with the borough's legal counsel, Dorsey and Whitney, LLP, and the borough manager, legal issues regarding the proposed asset purchase agreement with Search regarding the Wrangell Medical Center.
I move pursuant to AS 44.62.310C1 and AS 44.62.310C3 and Section 3.04.120 of the Wrangell Municipal Code that we recess into executive session to discuss privileged and confidential attorney-client information with our legal counsel, Dorsey and Whitney, LLP, and the borough manager, as well as information the immediate knowledge of which clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough regarding a proposed asset purchase agreement between the borough and Search regarding the Wrangell Medical Center.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly members Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. We will recess into executive session at 7:49 p.m.
Keep rolling.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of a cooperative agreement between the City and Borough of Wrangell and the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Highway Administration for the non-motorized transportation system, the Mount Dewey Trail Extension Project.
Move to approve a cooperative agreement between the City and Borough of Wrangell and the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Highway Administration for the non-motorized transportation system Mount Dewey Trail Extension Project.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed resolution number 08-18-1423. Of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the surplus of borough property through scrap metal disposal.
Move to approve resolution number 08-18-1423, authorizing the surplus of borough property through scrap metal disposal.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
just a smidge of background on this?
Mr. Mayor, if I may, I'd like to ask Amber, the Capital Facilities
yes,
Director, please. To do that.
Specific questions or?
I'm assuming that it just allows us, as part of the surplus, to be able to send it to scrap companies to be able to make bids on that material as part of the surplus, correct?
No.
Did I say that right? No. Okay.
So the way the code reads, normally if we're going to surplus something, we would do it by way of competitive bidding. But because these are items that are of concern,
obsolete.
Safety concern, we don't want the city to have any liability. The vehicle, number one, it's not safe to drive.
Okay.
The last one that we had like this, it actually, as we were moving it to the dump to dispose of it, it fell apart.
Right.
Similar condition. So that vehicle will be replaced. And this is a police vehicle. A separate vehicle at the police department was scheduled to be replaced this year through the budget. That one is not as bad as this one, so we'll now replace the replacement one. We'll replace this one. So it's good that one was scheduled. So that will be just taken to the dump and destroyed. The rock crusher, that piece of equipment has not been used, and I don't know how long. We discussed it during the workshop, the budget workshop, and I think we all agreed at that time that we should probably just get rid of it. There is likely some value depending on some metal scrap value, depending on where the prices are at the time it's disposed of. There's probably also a lot of effort to take that thing down and haul it also. So we'll look at the prices and see if there's some revenue that could be gained through that disposal. Channel Construction has been taking all of our stuff with very little. I mean, the market is still pretty low for scrap metal, and we consider the cost to haul it and ship it. I assume he's making some money, but not a lot. I think it's probably more in our interest to have that piece of equipment just gone. But we'll look at that as an option as we dispose of it.
Okay, so on the regards to liabilities on stuff, when we get disposal of it or whatever, I don't believe we have any liability if you put that on the contract when it's sold. Okay, because I mean, I buy stuff like that all the time, and it's in there stated like that. And point is that when the thing at the dump, the loader at the dump was going to be, got basically scrap metal away.
The excavator.
Yes, the excavator. I thought that should have went out to bid. Okay,
That one got scrapped?
That one got scrapped. So on this item also, someone maybe wants a transmission out of a 2000 Ford Expedition. I don't know that. Okay, so what I don't want to do is see us take something to the dump that's worth $500. Okay, I do not want to see what happened with that excavator happen to this. In regards also then with the rock crusher. Maybe there's somebody out there who'll give us a couple $1,000 for it or $10,000 for it. I don't know. But I'd like to know before we just scrap this stuff.
Mr. Mayor, if I may. So I think I mentioned this once before. Assemblymember Powell, you and I have had a conversation about this. And perhaps there is value in the rock crusher. I don't know. The vehicle, as I understand it, there's one contact point between the frame and the body and the chassis. I mean, the whole thing is going to fall apart. And you guys are asking us to clean up town, but you want me to sell something that is a piece of crap. So
I will state then also that, you know what, I agree with you in that aspect. But, okay, I also remember when the excavator came here and everybody said it was safety, reliability, it was a piece of junk and all that stuff. And I had multiple people come to me and say, what happened to the excavator at the dump? And I told them, and they were extremely pissed because they said, I would have bid on that thing. So in aspect of that right now, I do not want that to come back and bite us also again. I understand what you're saying, but yeah, we want to clean up, but that's not saying that this, because we're going to sell this, it's going to go out and be a piece of junk out here.
doesn't
we have, we will be able to take care of that once these ordinances that we have looked at go into place.
Yes.
We can't look into the future. What we sell is going to, who's going to say that that rock crush van could be sitting out in the yard over here then?
Well, it might be.
Exactly. So we have ordinances that we hopefully will put in place soon
to deal with that.
To deal with that stuff.
I have to say one thing about this. You can never sign away your responsibility if you know something is a hazard, such as this vehicle. Knowing that that is a hazard to be on the road, and if you sell it to somebody, that does not necessarily relieve you of some responsibility, no matter how it's sold.
I've been on stuff similar to what Dave's talking about, and it states in there that we have zero liability. When you take this, whatever happens is on you.
You can say anything, but actual fact does not necessarily come about.
Well, I'm not going to argue the point because I'm not a lawyer.
Before we go doing that, I think you should discuss it with an attorney.
We can do that. If you would like.
Yeah.
I think that would be a waste of money and time. Yes. Because the reason why I say that is I buy stuff from the Forest Service, I buy stuff from the state, and it all is says exactly in there, this is bought as is, where is, no liability is given or taken.
Well, I think also, if I might, we would need to declare the condition and the concern up front, and then as is, where is.
Exactly.
So it's very blatant, and then at that point you're being responsible about it, about the condition when you're giving it to them, not, oh, well, you got to figure it out yourself. If we know...
That was exactly the point I was trying to make. Drew?
I'm actually really kind of sorry I asked the question now at this point. Seeing the two items that are up for surplus, I would tend to agree. Just get rid of them, surplus them as scrap. Just because neither of them really has any value other than scrap metal, period.
On the rock crusher, I haven't looked at this rock crusher in a long time, but on crushers, I mean, you got motors, conveyors, screen decks. I mean, there's Chippo outfits out there that'll pay for that stuff. I mean...
I guess my recommendation would be if there are members of the assembly that would like to see further surplus value obtained from these things, in this specific instance, I would be willing to entertain that for the rock crusher. I would like to ask for the permission to get rid of that vehicle, though.
Man, I know a bunch of people love to have it.
What?
Just
kidding.
Yes.
You had something.
I was just going to add, we had in the past sold used tires, and we ran this by the attorney.
Thank you for that.
And we had a disclaimer that gave the age of the vehicles and did remove, say as is, where is. I guess one thought would be, if that were still the case and the attorney approved, could you say that it's sold as parts only?
Right.
Right. And that's true. See, when I bid on stuff that is, it will actually say it'll be a complete motor, and right in the bottom it says sold as parts only.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that right in there. Mm-hmm. And so I know that I am not getting an operational piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, you guys do. I just don't want to happen what happened with the excavator is what I'm trying to get my point across here.
I agree with that 100%.
I think that's fair.
I think I may amend the motion then to authorizing. Yeah, can I amend the motion?
Not when it's because we're approving or you're approving a resolution. So,
all right. But we could change it. Will you scroll down there just a moment? So they could.
Well, it depends on what they they want.
If you're proposing to split them up, you could eliminate section one from the resolution authorizing its surplus through scrap metal disposal. And we can, if that's what your intent was, assembly member.
I was going to suggest after soliciting bids from the public.
Well, that's what a surplus is, so we could just eliminate
the scrap metal. My suggestion would be to vote on it and vote it down, and then we can look at putting it out for surplus.
But if we are going to put something out for public auction or sealed bid, then when we bring you the surplus resolution that does that, all of the parameters of the sale need to be included in that resolution so that it can be posted.
Okay.
So if that's what you would like done, then I would ask that the assembly give direction and then vote it down.
I honestly would like to see things go out to surplus. And if no one bids on them or they don't come up surplus, then you could do something like this and scrap it. But I would prefer, as a municipality, that we surplus first before we just say, this is scrap metal. I mean, you got a Ford Expedition here. How do you know that someone wouldn't want that has one that's wrecked and needs a four doors? I don't know.
Or seats.
I can't foresee what someone might want, but you don't know that. Or like he just said, a seat, buy a seat for a truck. You know, $800. Is there a good seat in this truck? I don't know that, but somebody might want it.
Use transmissions for $2,000.
Yeah.
I would prefer, as us, and you guys can vote it down or not, but to put stuff out as a surplus before we say, okay, we're going to take it to the dump.
School district has to do the same thing. Anything over X value has to be surplus, and then if nobody bids on it, then it goes to refuse.
That's what I'd like to see.
Well, that's kind of, I don't think there is a dollar amount in the ordinance, is there?
Well, there is a provision in the code that says that it'll go out to surplus, and if it is not, if there is no bid on it, then it's up to the borough manager. If it's not, I believe it's, if it's not over a certain amount of money, to dispose how she feels fit.
Yeah, over the counter sale or?
Yeah, so typically what we do is we do a surplus sale, and if it's not, then I advertise. If it doesn't sell, then I put it out for over the bid, or I mean over the counter for about a month. And then if it doesn't sell, then it would be up to the borough manager on what she would want to do with it.
I go along with that.
Thus is why we have equipment in the back there that's been sitting there for over a year because it didn't sell. That's her, but we don't want to throw it away. Seriously.
So we'll put it in the vehicle.
Yeah! Okay.
So should we call the vote?
Well, are we done with the discussion on this?
Yeah.
Hold on, please.
Assembly members Howell?
No.
Larrabee?
No.
Decker?
No.
Powell?
No.
Gilbert?
No.
And Mayor Jack?
No.
Now I guess I'm not
Now where are we at? Item 13E, proposed resolution number 08-18-1424 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, approving the job description for the facility maintenance specialist lead position and the amendment of the union wage and grade table.
Move to approve resolution number 8-18-1424, approving the job description for the facility maintenance specialist lead position and the amendment of the union wage and grade table.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly members Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F. Approval to purchase new police vehicle in the amount of $39,499.
Move to approve purchase of a new police vehicle in the amount of $39,499.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Ford Explorer, right?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Patty. I added up the PO total and it's off by $3,225, but I figured out that must be the EcoBoost V6 engine. So I'm assuming that we got the Ford Explorer with the 3.7 liter. Do you know anything about that?
I apologize. I took the stuff at face value that the chief gave me.
Well, it just wasn't crossed out, but That's the only question I had.
Any other?
I didn't have a question. I just thought that was a good idea because it like 22 miles to the gallon
right.
instead of.
Right.
Yeah.
Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly Member Stecker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G, approval to cancel the regular assembly meeting of September 11, 2018.
Move to approve canceling the regular assembly meeting of September 11, 2018.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly Members Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file is available for review in the borough clerk's office, and we will adjourn at 9:11 p.m.
Thank you all very much.